You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And good morning, and you are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me as we together are studying the Word of God. We're in the book of Galatians today. I have another quick minute to interject this. You know, I invite you out to Island this weekend. God is doing a great work at our church. We've doubled in size the last 6 months. Since many other churches were closing, we've kept our doors open. God has blessed us tremendously. I invite you out this Sunday morning. My sermon is entitled, If and Then. It's one of my all-time favorite sermons from a couple years back. It started when I put the word if into a word search program on a computer, and it was just fascinating what I found out. That's my sermon. It's called If and Then, God's Conditional Promises. Sunday morning at 10:30. Love to see you. I invite you. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Sunday at 10:30. If you're unable to make it, join us on Facebook Live. This is what's going on at the church now. Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock in the Book of Revelation. Sunday mornings this Sunday, If and Then. The live feed will kick off around 10:45 on Sunday morning. This is what we're looking at, the change of condition. We're looking at people that tried to add works to their salvation, which is by faith alone, by grace alone, and by faith alone. This is part two of this message. If you'd like a copy of this whole thing, write to me, Paul, at WMIEFM.com. I'd be glad to send it to you. Cursed is the one who lies with his father's wife, because he has uncovered his father's bed, and all the people shall say, cursed is the one who lies with any kind of animal, and all the people shall say, cursed is the one who lies with his sister, the daughter. This is the word. I'm reading you out of the word. Cursed is the one who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and all the people shall say, cursed is the one who lies with his mother-in-law. All the people shall say, cursed is the one who attacks his neighbor secretly. And all the people shall say, cursed is the one who takes a bribe to slay an innocent person or a politician. And all the people shall say, cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law. And all the people shall say, that's Deuteronomy 27, 15 through 26. In other words, cursed is the one who does not keep every command perfectly. And the people shall say, you don't have to amen that one. That one's mine. Is that what you want? Is that what you want, to deliberately try to keep the law? There it is. It's spelled out for you right there. And in case you haven't done any of these other things, like move your neighbor's landmark, the curse is on you for missing the mark once. Once. Who he has offended in one thing is guilty of all.
Is that what you want? Now, it doesn't have to be that way. Like we saw last Sunday, Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us. This is the whole notion of what we're doing here. Is that someone, Jesus is his name, he took our place and died for us as a substitutionary death. Because all those curses are true. Every one of them. Like that smug letter I read to you last week from Dr. Laura. Every one of those things is right. What do you plan on doing about it? The good news, gospel is good news. The good news is someone took your place and died for you. That should make you want to shout. Just like Jesus said, to whom much is forgiven of much, loves much. And he who's been forgiven of little, loves little. Me personally, I've been forgiven of much. That's why I'm up here shouting every week. I've been forgiven of much. I'm grateful. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, this is verse 13, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Going back to verse 2, remember, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Okay, now let's move on to verse 19 of chapter 3. It says, what purpose then does the law serve? Why the law? Why the law if no ordinary man can keep it? Why the law if I'm not under it any longer? Look what it says here. Verse 19 continues. It says, it was added. Everyone follow me? I'm in Galatians 3:19. It was added because of transgressions. What's the next word say? Until. In other words, you need help to misunderstand this, friend. You need help. The law was added until. Anyone can know what that means. It's temporary, right? I send you to your room until dinner time. Any child can understand that. It was added because of transgressions until the seed, capital S, should come to whom the promise was made. Genesis 3:15, the Proto-Evangelium in Latin. The very first mention of good news. As Jesus, as God said it to the devil, he said, behold, someone's coming and he's going to put the hurt on you, devil. You will bruise his heel and he's going to crush your head. That's when the promise was made, all the way back in the garden. Until the fullness of time had come, which we'll look at next week. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. The promise was renewed throughout the Old Testament. It was appointed through angels who represented God and the mediator, Moses, who represented the people. Verse 20. Now a mediator does not mediate for one only, but God is one, may I add, revealed in three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus said in John 10:30, I and the Father are one. Now the mediator does not mediate for one only, but God is one, verse 21. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, then truly righteousness would have been by the law. But the scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. The ESV reads, The scripture imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. The purpose of the law is to reveal that you are a sinner. Question, has the law done its job with you? Are you guilty? Here's what Paul told the church in Rome. Let's turn to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, verse 19. Romans chapter 3, verse 19. Now, in this two verses here, you've got the purpose and you've got the end result. Now, Romans 3, 19. It says, now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law. In other words, he's not talking to you. He's talking to someone else, your neighbor perhaps. Maybe your son or daughter or your mother or your father. He's not talking to you. You're not under the law. We know that whatever the law says, it says to those that are under the law. Now get the purpose with the word so that. So that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Now here comes the end result. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For by the law comes the knowledge of sin. That's the purpose of the law. Not to save you, but to condemn you. Paul called it a ministry of death. He called it a ministry of condemnation. He said, the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Those who are under the law. Let me ask the question. Have you ever heard someone speak who's still under the law? Pay attention sometimes to an unbeliever when they try to justify themselves. Notice the key words that they say. They'll say, I've never cheated on my spouse. I honor my father and mother. I've never killed anyone. You'll notice the same MO. Why? Because they're still under the law. Whatever the law says, it says to those that are under the law. It's not talking to you. It's talking to unbelievers. It's like this. The law is like this hammer. Hammering you on your forehead. It dogs you. It dogs you and pounds you and pounds you and pounds you like a sledgehammer. Until you come to the realization that you're lost and helpless and that you can't make it on your own. We just read two chapters. Cursed, 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 cursed. And if you haven't committed any of these, the day you jaywalk, you're cursed.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.